One of the first questions I was going to ask you, how did you become involved with community living?
Well, I guess it probably started to my back from when I was young. I have a family member with an intellectual disability, and my family were pretty naive when they had him, and we're a big family, and they never seen anything differently. They just thought he's slower and he's going to take longer to learn, and always advocated that he belonged at home with us. And it was the era of the 50s and 60s when lots of children were placed in institutions, but they refused to do that, not knowing really what they were embarking on. But I just grew up in a really loving family who we were all respected, and just a very inclusive family. And I think the first struggle for my parents was probably at the school age, because there was no he couldn't go to school. The rest of us went off to school, but he was never allowed. And at that time, there was no school for with people with intellectual disabilities. So, my parents got involved and were part of that community living movement back in the early 60s of having school. I mean, it really started as a family-driven movement of having education for the kids. And so, I grew up with that strong advocacy role and the importance of community for everybody. And then I went off to college and stayed in the field and started working for community living. Oh my goodness, probably 40 years ago. I worked in six different community agencies across, in Alberta and Ontario. So I've been well entrenched, had lots of wonderful, wonderful experiences, and believe in the philosophy of the agency. I mean, we're all about inclusion and advocacy and families. So we're pretty entrenched in that philosophy and still try to live that today.
And what have you gotten out of this experience so far?
What have I got out of it? Well, I would say lifelong relationships and friendships. I started out in my career in an institutional setting and hated it. Only lasted 6 months, and then right away embarked on the community living movement. So it is a huge movement in the sense of we empower families, we empower persons first, and we empower our staff to become, leaders in this field. And so I think my biggest experiences has been that of a leader. I believe I'm a good leader, and I embrace lifelong learning, and I'm a good mentor, and I coach staff even to this day and want to leave them with as much knowledge and information that I've been able to attain over the years.
Of course, there's been a lot of positive things, I'm sure, from day one, but I'm sure there's also been a few challenges along the way. What's been some of the biggest challenge, or maybe one of the biggest challenges that you've had to
Well,
face?
for me personally, it's watching and seeing the evolution of our services. And we've become very bureaucratic, which I don't like. I liked it. Well, like when I was executive director in Gananoque, it was a wonderful 10 years because Gananoque was just a small, very inclusive community. And I nurtured and really enjoyed that time because we were tiny. I knew every family. I knew every person served. I knew all of my staff quite intimately. It was lovely. But the bureaucratic approaches to systems today is over and above. Like, we have so many legislative rules to follow, and I think that's probably what I see as the biggest challenge, and is balancing all of those regulations with a person-supported approach to services.
And if someone came to you and said that they were looking to give back and maybe become involved with community living, what would your advice be to them?
I think just believe in your values and make sure that they align with your employer. If you're looking for volunteer or employer, or even as a volunteer, looking to see that you have those same values that the agencies had, and make sure you have a mentor and make sure you work and support people that have like-minded ideas.
And finally, what accomplishments are you most proud of?
I think it's I perceive myself as a really good leader, and I make sure that my teams are well coached, and I model what I say. I do what I say, and expect that, have high expectations of my teams. And that's always been my motto, is that, you know, do that. Don't, you know, and I wouldn't ask anybody to do something I wouldn't do. So I just feel that my leadership skills have been my biggest